What's up, everybody? I'm going to start this series, I guess you can call it. Let's just call it The Plan Brought to Fruition. I'm just going to touch on the beginning of the universe and touch on things that throughout the expansion of time have brought us to this point that we are experiencing in this lifetime on this planet now, because there is a reason for it all. So this very first one, let's just start with the universe. The universe is an infinite expansion of energy. The energy that the universe was created with is the energy of love, period, point blank. Love is the energy of creation. That is why love is the strongest energy available to us, to every living being in this universe. So one question that I've had for, you know, like the last 2 years, and I kept asking for this answer to be revealed to me, and kept asking, but I had to learn a lot of lessons in between before this answer was revealed to me, and it was revealed to me. The question I had was, how did the energy opposite of creation come to exist? So, you know, if love is the energy of creation, how did another energy come into play? Where did this other energy come from? I wasn't understanding that part. So now I understand it. And what's been revealed to me is actually very simple. When you take energy and you look at it from a scientific point of view, you have a source of energy. Let's just, you know, visually picture a beam. Now, the source of energy of that beam is the source of that beam, right? Well, as you all know, or if you don't know, I will tell you that all energy will have residual energy that comes off of it. That is science. I did ultrasound for 15 years, I think it was. It's a very, really long time. And the sound beams, there was residual energy, you know, everything, every energy source has residual energy come off of it. This is where the energy opposite of creation came to be, because now you have the source of energy, the source of creation, which is love, that is creating things, creating planets, creating solar systems, creating universes, creating galaxies, creating the sky, creating the earth, creating everything, right? Now, all of this residual energy is just existent. Well, because over time, over evolution, energy becomes denser and denser. So this residual energy now becomes denser and denser and begins to take form. It comes into, it takes form. Just like everything else took form over evolution of time, so did the residual energy that has no source. This is where the energy opposite of creation came to exist. Now, there is a story. I will put a physical story to an energetic occurrence so that you can understand this life and you can understand what's going on here and the beginning of this plan against the human race. So let's take two brothers. Again, this is a physical story telling of the energetic truth, because we are energy. Everything in this universe is energy. This life on this planet is a human life. We are in these human bodies to experience touch, feel, and all of these kind of things. But it's not who we are. We are energy. We are infinite beings. So that being said, the source of creation, there's two brothers. One is pure from source of creation. We'll call him Enki. The other, they have the same father, but different mothers. The other brother, his mother is not from the source of creation, so he's half from source of creation. He's not pure from source. So one brother is pure from source of creation, the other is not. Therefore, one brother can create, the other cannot. This is where the problem begins. The one that creates is Enki, and he wants to create a race of beings pure from source of creation, such as himself. That is the human race that he wants to create. He wants to create a race with conscious and with free will, and they have choices, but he's going to make them pure from source of creation so that they can live at the energy of love and just live as a race of gods, live as one with the universe, such as himself. The brother who does not have the ability to create now seeks the desire to control the race that is going to be created. Since he can't create his own race, he wants to control a race. He wants to control a race and create a race of slaves that serve him. Now, why would he crave that? Because he is not powerful. So now you have one brother. Think about it this way. If you have the ability to create life, you are fine with yourself. You don't fear anything. You don't fear anybody. You have no fear of being less than anybody because you are a creator. Now you have the energy opposite of that that cannot create. Now in that energy is fear of another being better than them, fear of another being more powerful than them. Therefore, they need to create a race that serves them to make themselves feel better, to make themselves feel more powerful, because they know they are not powerful and they know they cannot create. This is the story of this fight of the human race, for the human race. Now, there's a lot of details in between there that I've spoken about on my YouTube videos before. And I'll touch on those in other segments because that's pertaining to other things like other lives in this universe and other living beings in this universe and things like that. But let's just keep this on human beings right now. So that is the fight for the human race. The energy of creation is love. Love does not crave praise and worship. Love does not demand praise and worship. Love does not punish. Love is not consequence. Now, the energy opposite of love is fear, fear of being less than. That energy craves praise and worship to make themselves feel better about themselves. That energy punishes. That energy has consequence. What is consequence? Consequence is created to create fear in people of not following rules. Now you have to pay a consequence. That is not love, that is fear. Now take that and let's bring religion into this. Religion is all religions, not just Christianity. All religions are a form of manipulation from the energy opposite of creation, the energy opposite of God, the energy opposite of love. So what religions have done is teach you that you're serving God, when in fact you're serving the energy opposite of God. You are serving the devil. Religion has taught us to serve a God that is opposite of what God really is. God is love. That is it. And what religion has done has taught us fear, that if you don't obey these rules, you will have consequence. What religion has done is demand praise and worship of a source outside of yourself, which is not correct, because creation, the energy of God, the energy of creation, the energy of love is within us. So to force us by fear of consequence to worshiping and praising a source outside of ourselves is to teach us to praise and worship the energy opposite of God. That is one of the first mass manipulations upon the human race. Not one of the first, but it's the largest mass manipulation upon the human race. And people will fight tooth and nail over this truth, but it must be acknowledged, because if religion really was the truth, the earth would not be where it's at now, because God is love. If every individual possessed a foundation of love as their foundation of existence, this earth would not be where it is now. We have been manipulated into allowing ourselves to bring the human race to this point of existence now. It is not punishment, it is not consequence, it is not prophecy. It is what we have chosen with our free will and our conscious minds, because we have been manipulated into thinking that was the right thing to do. So now it's time to step away from everything we've been taught. So this is just the beginning of everything I'm going to get into. I'm just going to break things down little by little by little, because there's so much to break down. So this is the first one. And I will get to the next one. See you guys later. Also, feel free, go to shaunastar.com. All of my links are there as far as like ways to contact me with email, Instagram, all these type of things. If you have any questions or anything you want to say, or if you even want to join me on my podcast, I have a way to allow people to join me here. I will answer questions, because that's what I'm here for. I do have answers for every question that is given to me. And the answer, I can break down every answer back down to the one absolute truth, that every individual's love for self is the only answer for humanity's salvation. But has to be broken down little by little. So join me. Hit me up. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.